tea in the city.
The best tea in the city.
On Kaya 955.
Monday to Friday,
9 to 12 p.m.
Hey, welcome to the show. How was you? How was your weekend? Mine was great, like I was telling Thomas and Skumba. I hope you also had a great one. If you didn't, let's look at the bright side of things. You are still alive. You have an opportunity to do it once again. That is, get it better. Okay? Welcome to the show. Now, have you ever been treated badly by someone? Whether close to you or by association, or got punished for something, but instead of you being mad, you knew, ish, I deserved it. You know, usually it's very easy to say, aye, they deserved it. But the moments and situations you put yourself in, and when the punishment / karma / retribution came your way, instead of you being defensive and you just went, oh, I didn't see it coming, but I deserve that. Eish, I deserved it. Look, there are times where we can't help but question what is it that we did to deserve certain punishments from those that are close to us or situations that we're in. And then there are times where you had to admit that, you know what, I actually deserve this retribution. Maybe you hurt your partner, and now they're treating you like you are invisible. You wanted to fight, ne? Like you normally would, but this time you're like, mm-mm. Because you knew you deserved this karma. Like the day you overlooked the petrol tank warning. I'll pause there for a second. And I go, I can't say what could we aim. I go for that. Now you're in the middle of nowhere. And if it's a filling station, who do you get mad at? Not the car. Not the middle of nowhere. You. Why? Because I deserved it. It is harsh to come to this realization, but however, you know deep down, let me rephrase, you have been, instead of saying have you ever been, no, you have been treated harshly by someone close to you, or you got punished for something, and instead of you standing up for yourself, fighting back, and trying to, you know, you decided, not even decided, you knew deep down, you can't. You have no leg to stand on because you put yourself in that situation. Therefore, # I deserved it. I deserved it is for people who can admit that they were once wrong. They were once wrong. If you were once wrong and you did somebody wrong, this one here, it's about you. Jose Gadi Azania Murutle Are, yo, I messed up my last relationship and the guy wants nothing to do with me. And every time when he sees me, he screams, yo, I know me liko hai feli, Jesu. As crazy as it sounds, I deserved it. It gets annoying though at times and it hurts sometimes. But yo, this is too much now. Mind you, we live a street apart from each other. Yeah. Meleko haifeli. Ish, I deserved it.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
If you were once wrong, this is about you. 3 teaspoons, # ish, I deserved it. Because you know you messed up. Because reality is most people think that once they say I'm sorry, it's all over. And things must just go back to normal. However, in the real world of emotions, excuse me, that's not how things work. You can apologize and someone can still go on and treat you the way you make them feel. And right now you're sitting there, you're like, yeah, I said I'm sorry, man. Yeah, man, I deserved it. 2, it shows that you take accountability for your actions. Because sometimes part of the taking accountability for your actions is accepting the bad treatment people give you or situations, right? That, you know, throw back at you like karma coming your way. So instead of playing victim, you roll with the punches because you know you deserved it. Your only hope is that they eventually forgive you, all right, and you can have a fresh start. The last teaspoon and the 3 teaspoons on H, I deserved it. It is your apportionment of punishment. When you have messed up, you know punishment is on the way. You know it. You just don't. Chances are you're like, can it not come today? Hunty, that's the day. So when people start moving away from you or you get this retribution, you can't help but understand fully how it's going. Ayona, I'm going to take with an open heart. Yes, sometimes it's hard to accept when people change on you. But as long as you acknowledge that, listen, they changed because I did something. And I think that's a good state, a good place to start, isn't it? The reason people do not like admitting that they are wrong is because they feel offended or embarrassed. They feel a bit disrespected, but mostly vulnerable. Hence, they tend to be defensive. Let me be direct. Have you ever been wrong? Why is it difficult to admit that you are wrong? Hashtag ish. I deserved it. We also need to understand our wiring, our emotional wiring. As I'm reading more and more about this thing, I realize that, maybe that's why a lot of people hardly admit that they are wrong. The psychology of emotions, especially when it comes to being wrong or being in the wrong, they say we have an instinct inside of us that believes we are correct or we are right. Even when we are wrong, we don't want to consider it because of that very instinct. Therefore, and the reason why it is so difficult because it is so difficult to admit that you're wrong is because admitting you are mistaken takes immense strength. So it's easier to just pretend you're right because the strength it takes for you to admit we are wrong, yes, it's a lot. That's the psychology around being wrong. Do you know someone who wouldn't admit they were wrong, no matter what? Are you that person? Eish, I deserved it. Yeah, kahlelingo myakho
kaiwani. Yes, yes, I've been there. Been on there? The receiving end.
Yes.
Of hooves on my body.
You deserved it.
Probably did because I mean the cow is thinking, Aibo, what is this person doing?
Yeah.
Why are you manhandling me as a four-legged creature?
Yeah.
So I probably did deserve it. Yes.
Any other situations that you were in that you felt?
There is one that comes to mind.
Yeah.
You know when you are given an ultimatum, you've spoken about ultimatum in relationships.
Yes.
And you actually call the person's bluff.
Yeah.
And then they go through with the threat. And you're like, you know what I was told? I was told Huti Lendo Lena is coming. And then you're like, eish, this dude was actually serious.
And here it is.
And here it is. And he's like, I will miss Ngikutshelile, so bye-bye.
Yo.
And then you are dumped. And you're like, I deserved it because I was told.
Yeah.
But if you don't do this.
And I kept on flirting with the ultimatum.
Like, ah, suga. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no,
suga. Suga. And then you're like, yeah, no, dima wrong.
Yeah.
Dima wrong, but it's too late.
Bakadem?
No, I deserved it when, this is actually a sad one. This one touches me a bit. But I had a friend block me on WhatsApp because I don't respond to messages on time. So, you know, that one,
it hurt.
I deserved it. And you know, I did try. And I was, and this was like in the beginning of my working career, and I could tell that like I'm getting flooded with messages and it's really hard for me to keep track.
But then also
I mean, time management, learn how to manage your time and you can decide which messages you can respond to immediately
at that time
and which can get a late response. And so I definitely deserved
my first I deserved it was back in 1994.
What happened?
I'm on campus.
Yes.
Campus life. I've survived the first year.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know my way around.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm the man about town. Come on. This is my varsity.
Yes.
Did I not just take it lightly on two subjects?
Well, what's it now? I've got it.
No, I got it. I got this. Exam. Zangitlapa. Do you know what that means? It means I must come back for a semester to do what?
Mm.
Two courses.
Yes.
That's it.
You deserved it.
Mm.
And I got home.
Mm-hmm.
Parents know you, man. My father looked at me and says, when? I was like, consider this.
No.
I obviously I was defensive. No.
Mm.
This was hard. But deep down, I was like,
no. You knew.
I knew it.
Mm. You knew.
Those two, I failed because I knew. Mm.
You dropped the ball.
I dropped the ball. Literally dropped the ball. And what was more painful is they are laborers.
Mm.
And they were paying for it. No person. So it hit. Look, it hit
you're
me.
Painful that
thing. No. It hit me hard. Because I was like, really? Double. Really?
I had a choice here.
Mm.
I chose wrong. Because I dropped the ball.
That's it. In Pomakona. Reverberates to this day. I come on Nandi Nix. Hashtag ish. I deserved it.
Ish, I deserved it. I've been in a situation like that before. I was very, very wrong. There was no way out. Like, I was very wrong. La Pananje, there was no punyuga bampet. Being wrong. And yeah, I got punished severely. And I deserved it. One thing for sure, I don't want to be in that situation ever again.
It takes strength to admit, right? Hey, Pesh. Temba, wena.
Uncle T, I mean, I'm gonna go for my goody. I'm one of the guys. Even though we know Zuta did wrong, Mara, also piga. Because sometimes, okay, it happens sometimes, gooding pig. Not all the time. Let me just put it right there.
Sure.
Not all the time, but sometimes. Yeah, Zalentale. Just putting in Zinto intentionally, and I wanna get away with it, which about 60% I do. The rest of the 40, so I. Yim Lloyd.
You deserved it. She is finally awake.
Oh gosh, here we go.
Came to work.
It's a Monday, okay.
It is our team. I chose to work to Kaya, to work at Kaya. Kaya decides to hire Andy. Hashtag H. I deserved it.
Yes, young good. Please.
Have you ever failed a grade?
Oh, never.
A course?
No.
Slow down.
Okay, I didn't fail it. I quit it.
Oh, is that what you call it? Quit?
I quit my master's, yes.
Mm.
Yeah. I was like, this is not my brand, guys.
So everything record time?
Yes.
You were that girl?
Yes. There was no opportunity to not be that girl.
Yep. Well. I was about to say that it's not like you had a choice.
No. There really was no choice.
Ever been in a situation where you were wrong and when it came back to bite, you couldn't even defend yourself. You just had to say, "Ish, yeah, nah, I deserve that."
First of all, I'm never wrong. However, I can think of, you know, some.
Wow.
Konumfana owangoma. And I said no for no reason.
Hi.
And I think he cursed me because I think this is why I'm single. So I would like, if you're listening, please uncurse me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What's his name again? I'm calling him.
Don't call him, please.
As your big brother, I can sort this out.
I said no. I didn't have a reason. It was just an automatic response. I panicked. And now you have did some things in my life. I would like to apologize. Do what you need to do and open up my love life. Thank you very much.
Quick short story.
I deserve it.
We are at high school.
Okay.
And you know how boys around lunch will huddle together. Talking.
Yeah.
And half the time, we're talking soccer, we're talking cartoons and?
Girls. Of course.
So as we're talking, we know this friend of ours has a crush on this girl.
Oh.
Like big, big one. But the pride, and he's also trying to act big.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
And now he's like, and ukhulumela phezulu.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know what? And we're like, dude, she's coming. Too late. She then turns and looks at him. And stopped. And now it's dead silent.
Oh, tease.
And she looks at him and says, and I actually liked you. Listen.
Tease.
Listen.
Amen. Barn. Sore. I said it. Flop.
Amana.
How do you recover from that?
The age I deserved it, man. It was communal. Because it moved from just it about it being him to all of us.
Literally.
Because it was like, Buffett. It was like, we want you. We were trying to warn you, but we're not busy.
I'm sure he thinks about it till this day.
I didn't join him, Osaba.
You will learn. You will learn.
Take the last tip. Call us now on 086-000-00959.
Hey, Tibos. Now I really deserved it because this lady Negugana Lena cheated the first time. Kamotare la bariemu na mucho washa. Ayeza love you too. Kareish investile a whole lungase zama. Ah, it's the third time, Tibos. After the third time, me kara hi kaza mama kazangi zama. Ah, utilisezang roa katibosi. Ah, ikimosa lega zama ya he. But I deserved the punishment because I should have left. Got the first sign, yeah. Even it was not even a red flag. Ele nearly a cotton pillow or cotton blanket, yeah, 100 by 500
yeah.
Square meters.
That one. Thank you, Mohale. But Reiki and Ashu, I deserved a tea. I used to like searching for bargains. Josie taught me a few lessons. In fact, few too many. Hugo Boss for 500 rands. I was like, what? What a bargain. Only to notice when I got home, it's not Boss, it's Boos. Yeah. Batabila, hi. Batabs?
Hi, T. Okay.
Get them when?
Kishab.
You deserved it.
I do.
Tell me.
Yeah, I mean, Batalevan Kuzan and the petrol.
Oh, ho!
Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm going to reserve. And then I test, I'm going to go with you 158.
Hey, but I'm going to
go. Yo, yes, I get Kumutu and Kuzan and I get petrol, ne?
Yeah.
And funny enough, right now I'm driving a company car, so I have no reason to go to why I'm going to get a car, right? In Tele Petrol. I see Maliam.
We are stuck.
So, Nastaga, Busebsugu, it's midweek, go quiet. Nihamba Nabayantua na Emotueni, my niece and my nephew, they are both 3 years old.
No.
Nizule about 3 or 4 garages. Nastaga, but you know, the drop off basin, the yelling thing. Nastaga.
Have you learned your lesson?
So, yeah, I did. Yo, I feel bad because they were kids in the car. And anything could have happened, and it was at night. So, yeah.
It had to take that, ne?
I guess so.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Hey, I deserved it.
Dumela Uncle T.
Hello,
baby. I've been treated badly by my husband. This weekend, mood. Long time ago, Rosso Nyal, Okile Ang Tola, Le boyfriend. So, Liena, instead of add me to horror wrong, Hona Jonogarakam, swear Liena, cheating, because now we are married and I've never cheated since really married in Liena. But Yen, Okutsa Squinchy Stella Sahale, Hona Jono, where's the excuse? Ya hor Luena Kikilego Twar. Instead of admitting for I'm sorry I'm wrong, Gastrologies and Tue Untwere or something, Hotata Felahora admit, Undrezakan Totsafitil and Sahale.
This is when I asked, do you know someone who finds it hard to admit that they are wrong? Yes? Masibiso, hi.
Hi, Uncle T. Okay.
Good day, Siri.
Okay, Sal. Ah, Uncle T. Na, the weekend there, Good Friday. Yo, moto, Ungiles Kia, Ose, Bele Mo. Obana, the event is a kind of different time.
Yeah.
Ungiles Kia Mo. Abuti Kozo, Mola Katakana Kostra, Pink, Sam Sivetti. How, brother? Kia Kisel, Sir, hello. Kinkis Kia Kispeaks, Kispeaks, Festival. From 5 o'clock, Festival. Era 9, Mole Pilo, Era 18, Efa Abuti O. Hi, I hear good way. Hi, good morning. Otari King, demo tester, air electric, in yan.
Yeah,
give a gar Utoko going home, Utakanta in me. I did get a gill. I can just care to see them all. I would be Uncle T. Anguatella, we can tell you, I am block.
wena mare lo rno etse tsang no sa nyaka tsamae
la ve ne ke nyaka tsamae ne ke ke ruta a lesson ya
hore
o ska sia skia keles so bani o pa kile mo strateng gate a tlhami ende a buti ene o se sile mo tsi hengile mo mo le monyako.
Now who's learning a lesson?
It's me who was learning a lesson. I hope it's baby.
How blocking it, you know?
And I'm blocking it the whole weekend. I came phone like it, and then Papa was going on. Are I network? Kero oh, una na kemo kona hi oh. I'm blocking it. Una na kiza I'm blocking it. It's only a high one then every family. Hello, yeah, guys, go see.
The Best Tea in the City, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday, on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.